Catherine Chilcote interviewing Susan Chilcote Bucherri on July 26, 2014 in Biddeford Pool, Maine. Susan, give us your full name, your date of birth, and where you were born.
My full name is Susan K. Chilcote Bucherri. I was born on December 24th, 1961 in Sharon, Connecticut.
And who were your parents?
My father was William Henry Chilcote, and my mother is Catherine Payne Chilcote.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother who's a year older than me. He's Richard Payne Chilcote. And my sister, who is 6 years older than me, is Donna Lee Chilcote Alexander.
All right, Susan. You were born in Sharon. You have lived your whole life in Lakeville, Salisbury. Tell us where you went to school.
For elementary school, I attended Salisbury Central. I was there from kindergarten through eighth grade. When I graduated from Salisbury Central, I went to Housatonic Valley Regional High School for 4 years. And when I graduated there, I went to Hartwick College, which is a small liberal arts college in Oneonta, New York. And I graduated from there in 1983 with a degree in anthropology.
A degree in anthropology. What did you ever do with that degree?
Really nothing. It was a very serious interest of mine, but when I graduated from school, I came back home and ultimately married Lou Bucherri, and we just settled in town and raised our family in Salisbury. So I've never really had an opportunity to use that degree for anything.
When you in your early married life, you and your husband lived where?
Well, we actually met at Indian Mountain School in Lakeville, Connecticut. I was the receptionist, and he was a first-year teacher. He had come up from New York City to teach at Indian Mountain. And we met there, and the following summer we're married and stayed at Indian Mountain for a number of years, living on campus in the dormitories and other housing on campus.
Now, you said you never did anything with your anthropology degree. You did teach anthropology, didn't you, briefly?
I did. I did a number of things at Indian Mountain. I started as the receptionist. And then after Lou and I got married, the school asked me if I was interested in teaching. So I started teaching some math classes to the students. And then I asked if it would be possible for me to teach an elective class in anthropology to the ninth grade students. And they agreed. And so for a couple of years, I did teach sort of a general introduction to anthropology class to ninth graders. Which was fun to do. And I will mention, so we have it on record, that 1 year when I did that class, our students put together a time capsule. I would want to say it was maybe 1985, and we put all kinds of things into the time capsule, things that the students wanted to have to be saved for the future. And that time capsule was buried on campus. And at the time, we put together a packet of information about the time capsule, which we asked the school to put in its safe so that some date in the future they could dig up the time capsule. I know exactly where on campus it's buried. And if anybody's interested, I can let them know. And I'm just hoping that at some point in the future, when Indian Mountain has a significant anniversary, that I can remind them that it's buried there, and maybe we can dig it up and see what survived.
That would be fun. I know that there's a time capsule that the students at Salisbury Central did that was inserted in the foundation, I believe, of the town hall when it was built in 1985. I'm not sure anybody, maybe other than myself, remembers that that time capsule exists.
Well, now it's on record, so maybe both time capsules can be dug up at the same time.
Tell us a little something about what it was like growing up in Salisbury in the time that you did. That would be the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, my memory of living in Salisbury, number one, we lived in a house that was sort of right on the main drag coming into town. And I have a memory of spending a lot of my time just sort of going around town, you know, getting together with friends and having pick-up ball games down on the ball field behind where Patco is now. We spent a lot of time at the Grove. Used to ride bicycles down to the Grove and spend the whole day down there. I spent a lot of time with my friends in the brook that runs sort of next to where Salisbury Bank and Trust is right now, because I had friends in that neighborhood. It was a time of being able to just gather with friends from school and just having fun outside, and you know, we would get together and bike ride and just kind of explore the town and have fun. There were a lot of kids my age who lived right in town, so we were able to get together and just kind of you know, have fun and do whatever it was that we thought of to do, visiting each other's houses and playing. Because my brother was only a year older, he used to do a lot of that too, and so there were a lot of times when he would let me join in, and there would be pickup football games and riding bikes through town. He and I spent a lot of time together. We had a lot of mutual friends. And it was just a great time to be able to be free and have fun with friends.
Who were some of the other children your age in town?
The ones right in town that I remember most significantly, the Sejuals, lived in a house right in town, and they were a very large family, and so I spent a lot of time there. Jimmy Hickey was a neighbor of ours. I spent a lot of time with Jimmy. We would hang out and play and just have fun. A lot of my other friends in elementary school were Joanna Eddy, and her father was a teacher at Hotchkiss, so she wasn't right in town, but I did spend a lot of time with her. Kim Kosciuszko, who grew up in the Robin Hill Lane neighborhood. Shelley Rice, who lived on Woodland Drive. Mary Beth Alto, she lived in town for a while and then moved up onto Wells Hill Road. Sandy Gilpatrick was a friend of mine, sort of in middle school and high school. She and her mother lived in the building that was the House of Herbs. She was a very good friend of mine in high school. Beth Wakis, who was the stepdaughter of Peter Gott, she and I were good friends. But my brother was friends with, for example, Jeff Lloyd, Peter Sisson, Jamie Godosi. Jeff Lloyd I remember because he lived just up the road. We spent a lot of time hanging out with Jeff. And those were pretty much my core group of friends in elementary school.
Now, when you were in, like, junior high school and high school, in the summer, did you just do nothing, or did you have jobs?
Well, the first job I ever remember having was for a family that lived in Lime Rock, named the Saladinos. My sister had worked for them for a while as a babysitter to their young son. And she went off to college. She graduated from the high school in 1973. And when she left town, they hired me to take her place. And so I worked, they were New Yorkers, and I worked for them on the weekends, kind of as a nanny to their son. And I did that for probably a year.
What did Mr. Saladino do? Do you remember?
I remember he was an interior designer and became quite famous in circles in New York City as a designer. At the time I worked for him, he was sort of just beginning to be well known.
And where did they live?
They lived back, they lived in Lime Rock. I can't remember the name of the street. I know exactly where the house was.
They lived in an old mill, did they not?
Yes, they did. And he had redecorated the whole thing so that it was a wide open, beautiful, beautiful house. But it still looked like an old mill in some respects. When I stopped working for them, my mom gave me the idea of putting an ad in the Lakeville Journal, advertising myself for hire as sort of a, just kind of a helper. You know, I put in the ad that I would do everything from gardening to housekeeping to, you know, pretty much any odd jobs that anybody would need me to do. And I was hired by George Lubashier. And she always called me her grandmother's helper because she was an older lady. And so I started working for them in 1975 when I was in eighth grade. And I used to go to their house on the weekends, and I did everything from making jams and jellies to ironing to housekeeping, dog walking, gardening. I did all different kinds of things for her and her husband, Fred Lubashier. They were, as I say, an elderly couple, very well known in town. And I remember at the time knowing that he owned several buildings in town, including the apartment building that sits on the corner where Belgo Road comes down to the main road, because they used to bring me up there to do some cleaning in that building. They had a beautiful house with several other houses on the property right on Lakeville Lake. And I worked for them for a few years, just doing all kinds of odd jobs. I would polish silver. I would help her harvest grapes from their grapevines so we could make grape jelly. She was a fascinating woman who was very involved in Audubon and a real nature lover, and I learned a lot of things from her. She was a wonderful lady, and we kind of kept in touch through the years, and it was a wonderful experience working for her. At that point, once I got to high school, as I said earlier, I was very good friends with Sandy Gilpatrick, and she worked at the Salisbury Pharmacy in the ice cream parlor for Anna Whitbeck. And she got me a job working for Anna, and I worked for Anna all through high school during the summers and even sometimes when I had vacations during the school year, and worked in the ice cream parlor for her, and used to work all summer long, and again, it was a great experience. Got to know Bam and Audrey quite well, and Anna, of course, and Nancy Redmond at that time was, Nancy Rutledge was sort of the manager of the pharmacy itself, so I worked with her, and I worked with Sandy through that time also. Which was a great experience. Always glad to have had the opportunity to know the Whitbecks. Sam Whitbeck also worked at the store at that time. And got to know a lot of the regular customers who came in. I remember George Vincent was a regular customer. He was very good friends with Anna. Eileen Mulligan, who worked at Noble Horizons, she was a regular customer. And, you know, still see some of those people in town today.
When you were in college, you came home in the summertime. Do you remember what you did? Were you in college when you were working for Anna?
Well, I started working for Anna, I want to say maybe my junior year in high school, because I remember being, 15, 16 years old. And my memory is that when I came home in the summers, I did work for Anna at the ice cream parlor. I remember vividly when I graduated from the high school and going off to college. I remember her being very proud of me graduating and excited that I was going to school. And I do remember that I came home. I remember one summer between my junior and senior years in college, I stayed in Oneonta and worked for the college for the summer. I remember one summer I went to South Dakota for a while and worked on an archaeological dig out there. But I think I must have worked for the pharmacy those other summers in my early college time.
All right, now, after you graduated from college and came back to Lakeville, got married, you had children. Tell us who your children are.
My older daughter, Catherine Bucherry, was born in 1985. And at that time, Lou and I were living at Indian Mountain School. Our younger daughter, Elizabeth Bucherry, was born in 1989. And we were also living at Indian Mountain School when she was born.
So they were both born in Sharon Hospital?
Yes, both born in Sharon Hospital. Yep.
And they went through Salisbury Central?
Yes. Yep.
Where their grandmother was in the office?
Yes. They both attended Little Scholar School in Lakeville, Connecticut for preschool, and then were both at Salisbury Central right through eighth grade. And actually, during the time that my girls were at Salisbury Central, their grandmother retired and their mother started working in the office. And I was working at Salisbury Central when they both graduated from Salisbury Central.
Now, you have worked at Salisbury Central School for, at this point, how many years?
I'm starting my 22nd year.
So you've seen a lot of people come and go.
Yeah. Yeah, I often think that I spent 9 years of school there and 21 years working there. So I spent 30 years of my 52 years at Salisbury Central School.
So who are some of the people you particularly remember, either from as being a student at Salisbury Central or now that you have worked there? Who are some of the most memorable of your teachers? Let's start there.
Yeah. Well, of course, I had an absolutely fabulous fourth grade year with Miss Porter, who is now Jean McMillan. I do remember her very vividly. She and I had a very nice relationship, and she was a stern but great teacher. Janine Coleman was my fifth grade teacher, and when I started working at Salisbury Central in 1993, she was still a teacher at Salisbury Central, and I remember having such a hard time calling her Janine as a colleague as opposed to Ms. Coleman as a teacher, but I do remember her very well. I probably remember my middle school teachers the best. I had a wonderful math teacher, Mr. Rutka. Fred Romeo was my science teacher. He still lives in Salisbury with his wife, Marion. Miss Everett, Mr. Boucher, Mr. Thurgeson, and Doris Alexander was one of my middle school teachers. She lived in town with her family for a very long time, and my older sister Donna is now married to her son Rick Alexander, and they live in Florida. So they're sort of the teachers I remember. Mr. Jerry Nolan was a principal I remember very fondly. He was very supportive of girls playing sports, and so he was a real enthusiast when it came to the school sports teams, and I remember that about him. I had the pleasure of working for him when he was an interim principal at Salisbury Central a number of years ago. But I do remember him sort of as the principal that stands out in my mind.
When you were growing up, your father in particular was very involved with the Methodist Church. So you were more or less raised in the Methodist Church. What are some of your memories of the Pollock family?
I was most closely connected with Heidi Pollock, who was my brother's age, and remember her the most of all of the Pollock children. I do remember doing a lot of sort of fun family activities with the church. I remember Sunday school, although I don't remember who my teachers were in Sunday school. I do remember that I went through Sunday school, in particular with Jonathan Costa, who was from Sharon. We were always sort of in Sunday school together. I remember being a part of the junior choir. Mrs. Pollock would work with us with the junior choir, and we had our own robes, and we would sing songs in church every Sunday. I remember doing chicken barbecues at Camp Sloan. I remember doing a lot of sort of potluck dinners, that kind of thing. And the church was very, very active and filled with people back then. Susan Romeo, Fred Romeo's daughter, I also remember as being part of Sunday school in the choir. There were a lot of kids my age who were in the church and active at that time. And of course, Jerry Pollock, you know, he was wonderful. And, you know, my father just loved the church and made it a fun time for us when we would go to church on Sundays. I remember he would, just as a side note, when church was over, because he was an usher, he always stayed behind and cleaned up the pews and just kind of straightened up the church. And he would always give us change out of his pocket so we could go down to the apothecary shop down the street where Mrs. G was. And he would let us buy a candy bar, some kind of a treat that we could have while we waited for him to clean up the church and go home. And that was always a fond memory of my brother and I going down to the apothecary shop and getting to buy a treat.
Well, what have we not touched on? Are you involved in anything other than your work and your family at the moment that gives you?
Well, I will say I kind of, because I've grown up in the town of Salisbury and my children grew up in the town of Salisbury, I sometimes kind of look at our experiences and see that there are things that we both experienced. When I was a kid growing up, one of the things that we always did was we had swimming lessons down at the Grove. Art Wilkinson was in charge of the recreation programs in town, and we would do my brother and I would go down and we'd do swimming lessons, and then when we got a little older, we got involved with the swim team, and you know, there were a lot of people from friends of ours from school who were on the swim team. I remember Shelley Rice and Jackie Rice. I remember Steve Lloyd and Jeff Lloyd. Jay DeMarkin was on it. There were a lot of kids from town. It was a very popular thing to do in the summertime. And when my girls got old enough, they did the same thing. They started taking swimming lessons and ultimately joined the swim team. And at that point, Art Wilkinson was still running the recreation programs in town. And both the girls experienced the swim team. So that was something that I became involved in as a parent and an adult as my girls were growing up. you know, their experience living in town. We didn't live right in town. We live in the Amesville section of Salisbury. So my girls didn't really have the chance to bike ride around town and that kind of thing, but we certainly spent a lot of time at the town grove. Going through Salisbury Central, you know, my girls had some of the same teachers that were there when I was a student. I didn't necessarily have them, but similar teachers. So that was kind of fun to be working in the office as my mother did when I was a child. When my girls were going through school, I was working in the office. So that was a similar experience. You know, I think it's been a wonderful. I'm so glad that I raised my girls in town. They made very good friends, and they still have friends that they grew up with in Salisbury. My older daughter, Catherine, who has a son, Michael Paris, who is 4 years old, is very happy to be raising him in the town of Salisbury. And in fact, she has signed him up to play recreation soccer. So he is the third generation of Salisbury recreation participants from the family, which is great. And I'm very happy that they're in Salisbury. The only other thing, you know, I think it's interesting that when I moved back to town, I started working at Indian Mountain School, and Lou and I were there for 9 years associated with Indian Mountain. When I went back to work after the girls were born, I started working at Salisbury School. Dick Flood was the headmaster then, and I worked in the alumni development office with Woody Rudder, and I worked there for a number of years. And then I left that job to begin working at Salisbury Central. So I think it's kind of interesting that I've worked at three different schools within the town of Salisbury, all very different places. Wonderful experiences at all three. As I tell people, I, at this point in my life, consider myself a lifer, and that I will probably work at Salisbury Central until I retire, which is fine with me. It's a wonderful place to work. But that's, I can't really think of anything else that stands out, any particular memories from childhood.
Just a little side note, seeing as this is an oral history, when you were at the high school, you took a court class that involved doing oral histories.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little something about that class?
Yeah, it was I can't remember what year I took it, maybe freshman or sophomore year. It was a course, I believe it was a folklore class taught by Mr. Devotee. And one of our assignments was to find someone that we could interview who could tell us, you know, stories of their past, significant stories from their childhood. And I was drawn to a local Salisbury resident by the name of Betty Haas. I remember at the time she was living in her house, which is now the Pastoral restaurant, which sits in front of the Iron Masters Inn. And she invited me to her house, and we sat there for quite a while, and I interviewed her, and she told me a lot of stories about what it was like growing up in Salisbury when she was a child, and the different adventures and things that happened while she was growing up. I don't really remember any of the specific stories, but I do remember being very nervous about interviewing her. Once I got there, she made me feel so, she was such a wonderful lady. She really did make an impression on me. She told wonderful stories. She was a wonderful storyteller. And I remember just sitting there enjoying listening to her talk about stories of what Salisbury was like when she was a child in comparison to what it was like when I was a child. And it was a wonderful experience.
Well, Susan, can you think of anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to speak about?
Nothing in particular.
Well, I would like, as the interviewer, put a footnote on this tape. This is the sixth tape in the oral history collection dealing with my family. My family being Catherine Payne Chilcote's family. There is a tape that I did. Each of my three children, Donna, Richard, and Susan, have done a tape. Donna's husband, Rick Alexander, has done a tape. Susan's husband, Lou Bucherry, has done a tape. So there is an entire family on record in the oral history archives. Well, I thank you a lot, Susan, for doing this and completing the collection of Chilcote family tapes.
You're very welcome.